without consent, the question becomes impossible to ignore. Why does life feel like it's already been written for me? The answer doesn't lie in psychology alone. It isn't just trauma, memory, or mindset. Those are only echoes, surface-level consequences of a deeper code that has been quietly installed. A script made of belief systems, energetic loops, emotional frequencies, and thought patterns that were never truly yours to begin with. You were born into it. And like most people, you began adapting to survive it before you ever had the chance to question it. From the moment you were observed, measured, labeled, or rewarded, the script began to embed itself. Not just through language or rules, but through tone, expression, repetition, through the nervous system, through moments of shame disguised as learning, through patterns of approval and punishment disguised as love. This wasn't a personal failing. It was social conditioning so ancient, so embedded, that even those who enforced it didn't know they were obeying something. The truth is, you've never really been inside the real world. You've been inside the container of a pattern, a frequency chamber, a looping framework that replicates itself through education, media, relationships, and internalized belief. And that's why it feels scripted. Because it is. This isn't a metaphor. The sensation that life is somehow playing out in pre-written cycles is rooted in something real, something structural, not supernatural, not conspiratorial, but systemic in a way that most people are trained not to see. You can change cities, partners, habits, and even careers, and still find yourself pulled back into the same psychic and emotional configuration. The people change. The setting changes, but the story doesn't. This is not your fault. It's also not permanent. But before you can break it, you have to see how it's built. The script is not made of words on a page. It is constructed from responses. It's how you interpret silence. It's what you believe you're allowed to want. It's the rhythm of self-doubt that kicks in right when opportunity gets close. It's the way you prepare for rejection without realizing you're doing it. The way you sabotage intimacy or shrink around power. It's the instinct that tells you not to risk too much. The old voice that says, "You know how this ends." Except, you don't. Not really. But the script does. And it's been running the scene before you even arrive. That's the part no one talks about. The fact that reality, for most people, is preloaded. Not with fate, not with destiny, but with patterns so deeply embedded they become invisible. Once you understand that, everything changes. Not because the world around you bends immediately, but because for the first time, you see where the lines have been drawn. You begin to ask, who wrote this? And more importantly, can I write something else? That question is where the loop ends. But to reach that point, we must first pull the curtain back on how the script installs itself. It begins subtly, not through overt control, but through emotional repetition. The child praised for being quiet learns to dim their fire. The one scolded for asking too many questions learns to obey. Over time, these micro-responses accumulate, carving out a shape in the psyche. That shape becomes identity. But it isn't truly yours. It's a structure you learn to wear. That identity begins to attract specific experiences, people, reactions. It's not mystical. It's pattern logic. Like a magnet tuned to a particular charge, your internal code emits signals that pull matching elements into your field. If your code includes unworthiness, you'll encounter experience.